it was a very constructive and positive meeting. And when the news broke the evening before, when it was announced on Friday evening, I, as mayor, immediately contacted the chief executive of Donegal County Council, and we arranged a meeting for early yesterday morning. So a number of the directors and myself and John sat down. But yesterday evening, then the meeting with Stephen Donnelly, Minister Charlie McConlogue, Chief Medical Officer Tony Houlihan, Ronan Glynn, and the Donegal Oireachtas members. John McLaughlin, the CE, was there as well, and myself. So it was a very positive meeting. And the main reason for the meeting was the recent spike in Donegal COVID numbers, and particular focus was on the possible reasons for it. So we're told that it wasn't workplace outbreaks, that it was back-to-school parties and other inappropriate behaviour. So I asked a question of extra vaccines for the county, and I was actually pleasantly surprised to hear that Donegal has the fifth highest vaccine rollout in the 26 counties, and the infrastructure is in place to continue that rollout. We discussed walk-in testing centres, and I had already written to Minister Donnelly 3 weeks prior to that, asking for a pop-up centre in Inishowen. But then, as you know, the focus changes. It's a very fluid situation. But we just believe that this week now coming, we will get a pop-up centre in Milford, and the graphs and the trends will be monitored then from there. So we discussed extra supports, antigen tests in schools that they do in Derry, positive health messaging from community groups and others. And Donegal County Council, yesterday, one of Donegal's directors, Liam Ward, took on the job of contacting religious sectors, business people, educational sectors, community groups, GAA clubs, every sector possible, to send out a WhatsApp message, a strong positive message, in an effort to reduce the spread of this dangerous disease, because we don't want to see level 5 restrictions to remain in Donegal while the rest of the country moves on. So this week, the radio stations and the print media, the social media, will be used to the max with encouraging and positive messages. And I believe together that if we keep to safe behaviour and strengthen our weaknesses, we will be able to plan our summer. We successfully managed the soaring numbers last January, just after Christmas, and we will manage them again, because the majority of people in Donegal have made the sacrifice, and they have to be commended for this.